Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that acts as a social lubricant.
Today is December 3rd, and we have our very first scientific experiment podcast for you today. Aren't you excited? So here's the basis of the scientific experiment. A while ago, and I wish I could remember exactly how it happened, but somehow Rusty and I got to talking about the female condom. I'm sure you remember this thing. It's still on the market, although
it's kind of difficult to find.
You can't, yeah, for reasons which will become obvious. You can't buy it at any drugstores, none that I've seen anyway. And anyway, so I don't remember how we originally started talking about it, but we were just thinking, God, what a mess that sounds like. Why would anybody go to all that trouble? We can't believe that it's still even being sold. What is the deal? What's the appeal? And we figured, well, I don't know, maybe it's actually really awesome and we just don't know it. And so really the only way to find out for sure was to try it.
Yes. So in this podcast, you'll hear various stages of us trying it. There'll be the before, where we explain
what we're doing,
what we're actually doing to unwrap it. And
because that's a process.
It is a process. And actually, before we get into the female condom, we actually just do a sort of control group with a regular standard male condom.
Yeah, tried and true. Also, if you would like to recreate this experiment on your own and maybe get different results, we actually have an extra female condom because we ordered two. We had to order them off the internet. So we have another one if anybody wants it, because we're not going to be using it anytime soon.
No, we're not.
So without further ado, the experiment. This is Amber, and it's November 21st, and I'm here with Rusty. We're here in bed, and we're going to conduct a scientific experiment. We're going to have sex first with the old reliable male condom as our control. So we're going to get right to that. And we'll report back in a few minutes. Do you have any words you'd like to add?
Yes, we've been together long enough that it's been quite a while since we've used condoms. So we're trying this experiment to sort of report objectively on how a male condom feels versus how a female condom feels to people who don't really use condoms.
Plus the logistics and everything, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
The first portion of our experiment, where we were using a regular standard male condom.
Let's see what the brand is here, just for purposes of, what do they call it? You have to be able to recreate a study.
We've got no blood in our heads.
You have to be able to recreate a study for it to, I don't know what the word is. Okay, this is, we ordered these off the internet, I believe from babeland.com. The brand is Vivid Extra Thin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Extra.
Thoughts? You're going to have to basically do the commentary on this because I can't tell the difference.
Well, I very much can tell the difference. It's a very different dynamic, this whole sex with a condom thing, because I can't feel any of the moisture in... And,
is that the word we're using?
Well, what else do you want me to use?
Yeah, that's the word, I suppose. We're trying to keep this, you know, borderline clean for you people.
Yeah, we're trying to keep this...
scientific.
Yeah, what she said. But, so it's very interesting because... And I've got no blood on my head, so excuse me if I sort of stutter through this. I can't feel any of the moisture, so... I don't know when it's okay to start going a little faster, you know, other than her telling me, which, you know, the thing about that works fine since obviously Amber and I have been with each other a while, but I don't know how that works for somebody who's just hooking up. How?
Oh, well, I was telling you stuff from day one.
Well, yeah, but just saying, it's a little more. I can see why it's awkward.
Yeah, I guess. I found that interesting, and I was not aware of that aspect of it.
And,
I guess
I mean, this probably doesn't come as a surprise.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't come as a surprise to any of the guys listening.
Yeah, but anyway.
Oh, also, some more just general observations. No third-party lubricant needed. Time of condom application, a few seconds, even though you got it backwards the first time.
I think probably about 2 out of every 3 times I put on a condom, I put it on the wrong way the first
Except
try.
For those Lifestyles easy open packages, which are pretty brilliant.
Yeah, those are spectacular.
So, I mean, we're talking less than 30 seconds, you know.
Don't feel like that's enough to get in the way of anything.
No. Okay, so now, here it comes. We're going to move on to the female condom and report back when we're done with that.
Could be a while.
Okay, where to begin? Okay, first of all, the packaging of the female condom. There's an outer package because it comes with, it's packaged along with a little tube of additional lubricant, which stinks.
Yeah.
And is just generally really crappy.
Not very good lubricant.
Cheap lube, no good. Opening the outer package was easy. Then the inner package for the condom itself, that took a while to get open.
Well, yeah, because, you didn't see the tear.
I didn't, and that was partially my fault. There was a little easy open tear here thing.
So maybe take a minute off.
Okay.
But still.
Total, let me also just say up front, total time from opening to complete insertion, which we never really did get
right,
I guess. But, you know, some people's vaginas aren't that long. I mean, it's really long looking.
Yeah.
So who knows? But anyway, it took 7 minutes because we timed. We started at 9:24, and then by the time the thing was actually...
Well, we had to go look up instructions
because
weren't printed on the package.
I think that maybe... We also ordered this from Babeland, and I think... that maybe Babeland was supposed to send a printout of instructions with it, because the package says... Wait, I'll read from it, actually. Package says, before you try FC female condom, be sure to read the directions and learn how to use it properly. Well, there weren't any directions, so we had to go look up on the internet. And the internet instructions consisted of 10 step-by-step visual... steps to follow.
Funny pictures.
Which we'll link for you. And so that was followed by mild hilarity and frustration at the computer while I put one foot up on the computer desk and said, God damn it, there are lots of murmurings and everything.
Yeah.
Every time it said, you know, hold it on the inside and push it in as far as it'll go. Well, it wouldn't go that far. And besides, every time I'd take my fingers out, it would come out with them.
Yeah.
Not the whole way, but partially anyway. So finally, then I was like, well, maybe if I lie down, I can get it in a little further. So I tried that. Not really. I mean, same problem, because it would just come out with my fingers. So then we thought, well, maybe Rusty could help
shove it on in there.
Shove it on in. Except the first time we tried that, he actually went under the condom, around the condom.
So that was safe.
Yeah, so yay, safe sex.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wasn't even trying to miss, as you know, much fun as that sounds.
We thought
like.
We were aiming very carefully.
Yes.
And then what you said, oh, I wondered why it felt good. Second yeah. try. Also, there had to be additional part of the 7 minutes was you had to get hard again because yeah. obviously.
Well, yeah, 7 minutes of Googling is enough to make anyone lose an erection.
So there was that to be accounted for. So then we kind of we succeeded in our you pushing it in.
Yes, but, we finally got into, you know, got everything good to go. And,
but except that it was still sort of hanging out a little more than the visual aid seemed to suggest that it would. And it felt weird.
Feel the ring.
As far as I'm concerned, it felt a little, like, it still felt good, but it was very distracting. I could sort of
lots
feel...
Lots of noise.
It makes a noise. I could sort of feel the condom moving around a little bit. I could feel the ring on the outside. It's made of polyurethane, not latex, so that's why you...
I do feel like there was some slightly improved sensitivity through the material versus latex, but that was negated by all the moving around and...
And you said I had this look on my face like I'm unamused.
Yeah, and you did seem unamused because, well... I wouldn't have been amused either.
Given the circumstances. So that whole portion of the experiment
just a debacle.
Didn't last very long. And I said, okay, so the ninth step in the 10-step procedure on the internet is removal, where you're supposed to reach in, twist it around, and pull it out.
It seems like a good way to get a little bit of leakage going there, too.
Yes. But I said, I know exactly what's going to happen here. When you pull out, it's going to come right out with you. And that's exactly what happened.
Sure enough. So, in conclusion, for me, it felt like whipping my dick around in a garbage bag.
And my conclusion would be, female condom, total disaster. First of all, how and why is this thing still on the market? Because I believe it came out in 1992.
Did it really?
Yeah, 92 or 93. Why would anybody even make... I mean, and this is the one that made it to market. I mean, this isn't even a prototype.
I kind of want to see some of the prototypes.
Good God! I mean, and how much money was spent trying to develop this?
Did you ever see the first Naked Gun movie?
It's been a while.
Well, they have safe sex in the movie, and they have full-body condoms.
That's right.
This is about on par with that.
Something I read was that it suggested that you could insert the female condom up to 8 hours before having sex. So you could sort of, like, be prepared with it.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, is sort of hard because then that eliminates any possibility of spontaneity. But you might not be concerned about spontaneity.
Well, maybe
anyway,
you're having so much sex that it's just a natural thing to do in the morning is... anonymous sex.
Put in my female condom.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine anybody walking around with that in them the whole day. I mean, I think it would get dislodged, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because I couldn't even get it all the way up there. And
how do you pee?
You don't pee out of your vagina, but I mean,
but
it still would get in the way. You'd have to hold it to the side. And, you know, and that's annoying enough with tampons, but, I mean, God, this thing. So, totally impractical, utter disaster.
Uh-huh.
I have no other words. I mean, we cannot recommend this.
Except for unintentional comedy value.
Yeah.
And I recommend only doing that with someone you know very well.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
And on that same note, you know, hey, if anybody wants to try to replicate this study, you know, maybe you'll have better results.
And we would like to hear them recorded, and we'll be happy to post them on the Georgia Podcast Network.
Practice safe sex, you know, usual disclaimers, be safe.
Yes.
You know, we don't want you to just...
Do that with a stranger.
Yeah, we don't want to be responsible for any... blood in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I guess that concludes our study.
Yeah. Laters.
Later.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.